All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 79, I think, actually.
I believe so.
Yeah, 79. Yeah, I should really play these intros better, but all right. You know, we got something for today. Nothing much going on. We have Senior Nationals going on, so I think we already did, like, as much of a preview to that as we can really get to. We'll probably do a recap later on after everything's said and done. Braxton Amos doubling up again. No surprise there. Already into the finals. That scores points 28-0. You know, we're going to have a bunch of shit in these comment sections. It's going to be fucking awesome. Penn State versus Iowa 2022. Let's get into it.
So,
you know, obviously the big matchups you're going to look forward to here are at 133, RBY versus Austin Santo, 141/149, Nick Lee versus Jaden Ironman, Carter Strachey versus Michael Kemmerer, Aaron Brooks versus Nelson Brands, and Greg Kerr versus Tony Cassiope. We are going to have mixed opinions on that one because of what happened last time, but then, you know, you want to see what happened at the trials. It's like, okay. So let's 125. Robert Howard versus Spencer Lee. Spencer Lee, you know him. He's slightly above average. Hasn't done anything crazy in his career. Robert Howard, on the other hand, has been dominant the entire season. You know, I think Howard tech pins Lee in the first period. But yeah, no, in all seriousness, it's probably tech fall for Spencer Lee.
Yeah.
Possibly a major looking at his performance last season. Getting Howard, you have to consider that he would have been an All-American. You know, there's not really any ifs, ands, or buts about it if he didn't run into fucking Patrick McKee and the WrestleBacks. That was a fucking – he had the best tournament at 125 there. I don't give a fuck if Spencer Lee had two torn ACLs. Patrick McKee had the best tournament at 125. Yeah, I'll give Lee a tech fall there. That gives Iowa a 5-0 lead right there. I need you to write this shit down for me. Thank you.
Gotcha.
133, RBY versus Austin DeSanto. Iowa fuckheads are going to be fucking pissed about this one. But RBY, I think RBY handles him.
He's been really?
Getting handles? On him ever. He's been getting on him ever since. What was it, like a 7-2 match of Big Tens?
And he was about to stick him at that duel. He was going to stick him.
Yeah. I'll give RBY a major to be completely honest right here.
Yeah, all right. So that's...
You know, if you want to argue with that, you can. I'm just saying I think RBY is getting more and more dominant. And you also have to consider, I picked Dayton Fix over him.
I'm a huge fan of Austin DeSanto. Like, genuinely, I really love watching him wrestle. And I'm not a huge fan of RBY, but dude, RBY is fucking good. And good. If I'm going to be honest,
keep Dayton
I think
Fix.
RBY gets that cradle on him. I think RBY just sticks him.
I don't know about that, but he's scoring points.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like he's genuinely outclasses him.
Yeah, I think the movement has just kind of become too much. Like, DeSanto can't slow him down anymore.
Yeah, we went over this so many times. Like, DeSanto can move his feet as fast as he wants, can push forward as fast as he wants. RBY is a generational athlete.
Yes.
At that weight class, right? Talk about generational athletes. Sean Garrett, RBY, Jordan Burroughs, Gable Steveson, Jason Nolf. I got to include a white dude in there. I'm sorry. I don't want to seem racist.
Didn't Jordan say that, like, he's the first in his family to wrestle?
Possibly. I don't know. I'm not actually sure about that one. But, yeah, I think Nolf, fastest white boy alive. We've said that before. Dude can fucking move. Like, there's no non-weird way to put it because I can't just fucking list black dudes. It just sounds wrong.
Fix is pretty fucking fast.
Fix is slick, not fast.
Really? You think?
He's slick. His timing is perfect on literally everything he goes for. It just happens to be that the one fucking bad shot he takes cost him the national finals his freshman year, and it cost him the national finals his sophomore year.
That fucking post-high crush.
Hopefully he learns from that. Hopefully he wins one, but that's what that is, right?
Yeah.
141, we got like two different matchups here. We can either have Bo Bartlett versus Jaden Ironman, Nick Lee versus Max Murin, and Nick Lee versus Jaden Ironman, depending on where Jaden Ironman and Max Murin go, right?
You think Murin goes down to 41?
He could if Jaden Ironman wants to move up, right? I doubt it. But I also don't know why Nick Lee would go 149. No, personally, I think Nick Lee.
I think Bo at 41 obviously, and Lee at 49.
Yeah, I think that's what Flo put out. But I genuinely don't know how to feel about that matchup, right? And even if we're looking at it.
Do you want to just do a hypothetical?
Yeah, we do hypothetical for both. I would say Bo Bartlett versus Jaden Diamond. Jaden Diamond pulls that decision there, or Major.
All right.
We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Give him Major. That should be Iowa up 9-5 right now.
You saying Major?
Yeah, so 9-4. Iowa's up 9-4.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, we'll go Nick Lee versus Max Mirren. I think Nick Lee pulls out a major tech here. I'm not even going to.
Lee
Tech. I'll give it. Huh? You think he texts?
I think Lee Tech.
Yeah. I think Lee Techs. Dude, after what, like, I don't even want to sound biased here, but after what Lee did to fucking Yanni and Zane, I legitimately thought Zane was going to fucking sun this kid. Like I'll be honest. I thought Zane was going to fucking sun this kid. And
he's on another fucking level right now.
He's been like, Yanni's obviously going to be easier to beat in a folk style matchup than a freestyle matchup. That's just his forte, and that's what he's been good at.
Yes.
Nick Lee beat him in a fucking freestyle match. Almost tech his ass. And I genuinely think Nick Lee, I might just give Nick Lee a pin here, but that's going to seem biased because I didn't give Spencer Lee a pin. So I'll give Nick Lee a tech here, just even the score on that.
Yeah,
all right, that should be 9-9, right?
Yeah.
Interesting matchup, Shane Van Ness versus Caleb Young. Don't know what the fuck's going on here. I don't think that match is going to happen. I think Jolie cuts to
Van Ness at 157.
I think Jolie cuts to 57. Mm. I think that's the most obvious way.
You got to make room for Kershaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be. So Lee Young, I would have to be what you're thinking there, right? I'll give Caleb Young a decision. He's not a big scorer. That's just being said.
All right, we're 12-9.
Yeah. Facundo, yeah, 65.
I want to root for Young, but, well, I mean, decision. I just don't know what the deal with Young is. He can never just – he's good.
He's not a scorer. He's just a defensive wrestler. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, he wins. It just happens when a guy puts up a free takedown on you like Brady Berkey did at NCAAs. It's hard to come back.
Yeah.
Right. Alex Facundo versus Alex Marinelli. Upset potential.
This is
Nationals, I'd put my money on Facundo, but this is Nationals. I'll give Marinelli that decision there again. And what's our scoring total there? You have Marinelli bonus.
Marinelli definitely doesn't bonus Facundo.
Yeah, Facundo winning.
I think Facundo wins, and I think.
See, what I'll say about that is it's definitely possible. I just can't give him the benefit of the doubt yet.
Yeah, I'll give him.
Fuck, your screen's frozen.
Marinagin or Major?
Your screen's frozen. Internet connection unstable. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. We will be back with you in like a second. And we're back. You can restart whatever the fuck you just said. Keep going.
Do you think Marinelli majors?
I think Marinelli wins by decision. You know, I would love to see Facundo upset. I just haven't seen enough of him to really make that judgment again.
That's true. Is he?
Because Marinelli always looks unbeatable until the postseason.
Yeah, I don't know what.
But if you think, like, really if you Iowa. Think, you know, make two sheets, two scores.
Right.
One of them put in your score for this match. One of them put in mine.
Right.
But we all know what's coming next. It's a fucking mini murderer's row for Penn State.
Yeah.
So, you know, Carter Storace versus Michael Kemmerer, 174. Do I see this match playing out any differently than it did in Nationals? I kind of see how it played out in Big Tens, but to Storace's favor this time. You know, again, you have to agree, Kemmerer is fucking good. Kemmerer can win this match. The way this is going to be at Penn State, not at Carver. That's huge.
Yeah.
I think Storace beats him. I think he beats him in regulation. I don't think he gains too much on him, but Storace is better than Aaron Brooks, and we saw that at the trials.
Yeah, so
that's what I think fucking about- crazy to say.
Yeah.
I don't want to say this, but Brooks to 97, Storace to 84, and Griffith to 74. Or Griffith to 65, Facundo to 74. Griffith to 65, Facundo to 74, Storace to 84, Brooks to 97, and Beard out. I'm not going to talk about that yet because I don't know who the fuck's going anywhere. Because Penn State's majors match the ones that Griffith was doing at Stanford, or we could put Max Dean at 97, but I genuinely don't believe that Max Dean can beat Michael Beard 100%. And if he doesn't know for 100%, what's the point of him transferring there, right? Griffith's definitely a guy who is worth bumping the lineup for.
So, okay, so you'll take Carter over Kemmerer decision?
Yeah, I'll take Carter over Kemmerer. I think you probably have the same thing, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I want to make a case for Iowa there, but there's really nothing to make a case for.
I've got Penn State winning by like a lot right now.
What's my score in mind with all the things I've given you?
12-15. I got it 21-12 because
you got 12-15,
and I think you text. Yeah.
What do I have? 12-15 Penn State, or who's winning?
In my you have 12-15 Iowa.
Iowa's winning right now. Okay, that's fine. Go to 184. What do you have here? I got something you probably won't expect. Or you might expect. I don't fucking know.
Do you seriously think Nelson Brands beats Aaron Brooks?
No, no. Just tell me what you have.
Brooks Major.
Fuck. I have Brooks Major, too.
Yeah.
I thought we settled on decision, you know? Again, Brooks is injured. Brooks is good, but, like, when it comes, he's not a guy who throws under pressure. He's just a guy that doesn't necessarily trust himself to put up too many points or take too many risks. He's never going to be a guy who's going to put up a bonus point in the finals. He doesn't open up, but he wins big matches. Right? Obviously, got the fucking shit teched out of him by Pat Downey. Pat Downey's, what, like fucking 27, though?
I think he's pretty young.
Probably young. Is. Yeah, but what's it called? Yeah, obviously Bo text him. I think Staraci can beat him just for his little style matchup.
Pat Downey is why the fuck does Wikipedia say that Pat Downey died?
No, he was 99 years old on fucking Wikipedia. I remember that shit.
I was 28.
Yeah, I was about right. Yeah. You have Brooks Major Brand, so I have a PSU in the lead 16-15.
I've got it 25-12.
Yeah, Michael Beard versus Jacob Warner. This is a very interesting one. Two All-Americans.
Yeah.
Unbiased take would be Jacob Warner winning this match.
However, you're very big on Beard.
I think Beard's a national title contender. I think Warner is too. Because I think this match is going into overtime.
What's up with 97 next year? Do you think this is the finals?
No.
Nope, Ferrari.
Mm-mm.
97?
It's exactly who the fuck you think it is.
I'm blanking.
Braxton Amos?
Fuck. Ah, right. Amos Ferrari.
I think it's Amos versus Ferrari. I think if anybody sneaks into this, it's Beard. Warner's been a guy who can, let's be honest though, Warner versus Nick Arena in round one, was he fucking pinned? Possibly. I sound like a jackass, but he was pinned. You know, like I'm huge on, and, you know, to make this even better for you guys, to fucking eliminate the bias here, I'm fucking huge on Matt Stenzel. He was pinned in that match. He was fucking pinned. He's never going to admit to that shit, but he was fucking pinned. Anyways, you know, again, Michael Beard versus Jacob Warner. I want Michael Beard to win the match. I think most unbiasedly, you can put. I'll take give Jacob Warner in overtime. No, I do. I can't fucking see that happening.
Is overtime just scored as like a decision?
Yeah, no, I have Beard winning. I can't do that. I have Beard fucking winning.
All right, decision.
Yeah.
19-15.
And dude, genuinely,
and I gotta say the same. I can't in good conscience.
I don't fucking see. I don't know if Brooks can major Brands. I think he will, and I think he very well pin his ass like he almost did last time. But yeah, I'll leave that as it is now. What's my score right now? 20-15. It's 19-15. Greg Kirk versus Tony Cassio. Be Kirk.
Kirk.
Well, what's your pick on that? Scoring wise,
did they wrestle at NCAAs? I'm sorry, I'm blanking so much.
Garfield lost 10-0 at Big Tens, but he also got majored by Mason Paris at Big Tens. Right? See, the problem is bottom, right? Garfield lost over 20 pounds coming into the season.
20?
You know, yeah, because of the fucking injury. Like, it's what happens. I'm sorry, I'm cursing too much. Sorry, I am as a person. But you also have to think about it from the whole standpoint that he's the only guy to take down Gable Stevenson.
Yeah.
In college. You know, obviously, Gwizdowski took him down. That's, again, it's going to leave up a lot of doubt. If Nick Gwizdowski can take you down, Taha Gore, Gino Petrovic may not have too hard of a time doing that also. But, you know, even if we're thinking about that from that aspect, he did beat Mason Paris.
Yep.
You know, Kerfley can scramble. Obviously, Cassio, we've seen he can scramble. Kerfley can scramble. He's much more athletic, much more flexible. That just goes without saying. It's going to come towards, will he get fucking squashed like he did last time? Cassiope's a big dude. He can use his weight very fucking well. I think Kerfley's leg right on top, once he gets comfortable with that, is going to, Cassiope's going to be fucking flattened for life, and so will Paris. And so will most likely fucking Gable if he picks bottom.
I think Kerfley being healthy, maybe, I mean, God forbid any more injuries happen and he just recovers.
If he's healthy, I genuinely think he wins the match. I think he can put up bonus points. I don't know how his tilt's going to work on fucking Cassiope's big ass, but.
Can he cradle him? I think you cradle him.
No. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Cassiope's a gigantic. Cassiope's like fucking 6'3", 290.
Okay, and Kirk is like 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, no, I don't think Greg Kersley fucking cradles Tony Cassiope, all right? Let's keep it realistic here. I have him by decision.
Penn
like
State 5-0. Guy's cradling. I mean,
Kirk's move is a fucking cradle, but Kirk's tilts are fucking fantastic, and his leg ride is fantastic, too. I think a healthy Kirk is too quick. Is too quick for Cassiope to stop based on purely strength, and he's too big for Cassiope to straight up squash a healthy Kirk. If he's not healthy, I'll probably Cassiope thing. But after he beat Paris, dude, like, obviously Tony Nelson's not a bad guy to lose, dude. We've seen him before. He's a terrible matchup for Greg Kirkley. I think.
Yeah.
I'll say it right now. I think Don Bradley was the third best guy in America, and then Kirk fourth and Paris fifth. But, you know, obviously just that one kryptonite matchup is going to fucking suck. Right? It's like, Gwizdowski, put him on a comparative scale, he's miles better than Paris.
Yes.
But then you put Paris against him, it's just a bad matchup, right?
Yep.
It's like when you go into a tournament, I say if I'm a 11, if I say if I'm a 6 seed, right? Yep. I know I can compete for third, but the 11 seed is a fucking terrible style match for me, and I throw first round. It's like, shit. All right. That's pretty much what that is right there. But what's my overall score now if I put that in as a decision?
Kirk decision? Mm-hmm. 22-15 Penn State. And I've got
that's
it.
That's not crazy.
Ugh.
What the fuck do you have?
If Kirk is healthy, I think he majors. I feel like that's not too out of the water to say.
That's not out of the water. I wouldn't call Kirk pinning Cassiope out of the water, dude.
Yeah.
Gable's, obviously, we've seen. Kirk is... You've seen that Cassiope's a fucking terrible matchup for people. Except for Mason Paris, which I don't fucking understand.
Yeah. I got it 32-12 Penn State. Is my math right? Yeah, 32-12 Penn.
Yeah, I don't agree with the Facundo take, I'll be honest there. But
I'm admittedly very high on Facundo. I really like the guy.
Iowa fans see this shit's gonna be fucking awesome.
There's a degree of slickness with how Facundo wrestles, and I think the Penn State system is going to benefit him tremendously.
Penn State doesn't have a fucking system. They just do.
Well, cradles. They've got excellent cradles. Yeah. Besides that.
They just happen to have tall fucking long people at every weight class this time.
Yeah, they... I think I remember, like...
Nope. David Taylor, Ed Ruth, Jason Nolf, Bo Nickel, RBY, and Greg Gerfleet. Yeah, you got a point. I'm just thinking through that shit. And Griffith, if they fucking add him. That's why I think Griffith would be a great addition to this team. And if Griffith is here, you know, I would have to assume, with all that shit that was going on, he still fucking won the Nationals.
The emphasis on...
Imagine what Kale could do as a coach. It has nothing to do with me fucking shitting on Iowa. I think Kale's miles better of a coach than Tom and Terry Brands ever were or ever will be. And that's shitty to fucking say of me, but I genuinely think that by the time Kale is said and done, his legacy is going to stand up there with Dan Gable. Whether he surpasses him or not, No, I don't think that's bold to say. I think whether he surpasses them or not is a completely different question. But
that's a question.
They said what he would have to do is pretty astronomical. But four national champs in the rebuilding year? Dude, let's look into what happens if Griffith and Dean come here. Say RBY wins at 133, Nickley wins at 149, Fecund. Griffith, let's say Griffith wins at 65. Brooks, Kurt Strachey wins at 74. Brooks wins at 84.
Dean, 97?
Dean wins at 97. And let's say Gable leaves.
Because that's not.
If Gable leaves, Kurt Fleet's the fucking favorite at heavyweight. That's seven national champs right there. And you know damn well, like, I don't even want to be a dick at this point because I know I'm just an asshole as a person. Like, I'm not going to deny that. But just in general, you have to think about it. Like, Iowa won, yeah, but look how weak fucking Penn State's team were. And the dual meet was by 1 point. Because who knows in 2020 what would have happened if we wrestled that tournament. You just have to put that down as a fucking tie.
There's like that.
You always
that
know tweet. Penn State wrestles better at Nationals. You know, 2015, like I'm listening to the, yeah, like. To the We Are documentary, the Kale Sanderson documentary. He's like, Kale Sanderson purposely threw 2015 to Ohio State. Who the fuck knows if he's doing the same thing now, if he's just planning on rebuilding a team? And who knows? What if he throws Starachi, Brooks, and fucking everybody in the red shirt again? I don't think he can, but he's Kale Sanderson is too smart and too good of a coach than anybody's going to want to believe.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I don't know why people get so
Kale Sanderson probably has a good relationship with Dan Gable, too.
Yeah. I don't get why people get so heated about, like, saying that Kale Sanderson could be as good a coach as Dan Gable. Like, again, like, maybe the
wrestling debate. He will be as good as a coach as Dan Gable. That's not a fucking question right now. Is will he be better than Dan Gable?
Yeah, and people get so angry about that. But it's like, is it really, like, it's definitely not out of the question.
Like, Dan Gable's a fucking legend either way. That's not going to change. But
yeah, it doesn't.
When Kale's career was wrestled, he was perfect. The only the only thing you can put against him is the fact that he stopped wrestling the coach. Mm-hmm. And you know why? We've said before, some guys are shitty athletes and a good coach. Kale Sanderson is one of those. And looking by how good he was as a fucking athlete, that says a lot about how good he is as a coach.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, you know, obviously I disqualify him from the GOAT conversation as a wrestler just for that sole fact that he didn't keep wrestling, you know. I've said you need talent, consistency. You know, you need to win, you need to do it consistently, and you need to do it over a long period of time. That's what it is. Yeah. You know, that's why Jordan Burroughs, I don't think, is up for that conversation for that sole fact.
Yeah, not yet. Does he – he plans on coaching, I think. I think he said he wants to.
Of course. I don't know what else he would do, you know, obviously. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I think it's my final score. I think Iowa can 100%. Where can Iowa pull away with this? Don't meet. Jade Nyman pinned at 41.
I've got him stomping. So I've got Penn State pretty much stomping them. So I mean,
look at my score. What do I have right now?
22-15 Penn.
Okay, change Jade Nyman to pin over Bo Bartlett. What's that score?
22-21 Yep.
What was my score before?
Wait, no, shit, that's not right. Hang on.
The score was 21-12 before, right? 21-15? Okay, just tell me what the score before was.
It was a major by
just add 3 points to Iowa.
17.
Thank you. Jesus fucking Christ.
22-17, sorry.
You're fucking retarded. I'm sorry, but make Spencer Lee a pin on top of that and tell me what the score is.
Make that a pin. Oh, that's 18-22.
Okay, now look at all you need. 21-18? 22-18? Yeah. All we need right now is a DeSanto upset, a Marinelli pin or something like that, a Kemmer upset, and Nelson Brands upset, Jacob Warner upset, or a Tony Cassiope upset, and they can run away with the duel.
True. There's no way on mine that Unless Iowa literally like pulls out all the stops.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
It happens every time Penn State's playing a big duel. You have upsets. 90% of the time, yep, they always go towards Penn State, except for that one against Cameron Markall. You know, I've said Markall, you know, my opinion, yep, he's a little bit overrated.
Hall?
Yeah, and that's going to piss a lot of people off when I say that. But, yeah.
Just because he hasn't had, like, senior-level success yet.
Or really college success at that level. He cuts way too many matches too fucking close. He just hasn't had the versatile offense that's going to let him succeed, especially at a weight class like 86 kilos. But, you know, even if you go back to the Ohio State duel. RBY over Luke Pletcher. Nick Lee over Joey McKenna. Do I think Nick Lee beats Joey McKenna now? Probably not.
Ooh. Yeah.
Unlikely.
I think it's close. I think he very well could. And, you know, I wouldn't count that out. But I think Joey McKenna did enough to prove that he was number two in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if it wasn't, it was J.O.'s time. Let's be honest right now. But
yes.
You know, I don't personally think he's going to qualify the way. I think Beck Bilotta and Muskai are going to win. But
we have mixed opinions
on that, you know. Yo, even if they do, let's be honest, somebody's fucking throwing for doping and then. And this is a good thing I wanted to touch on. People are fucking on steroids, bro. Like, it's like, oh, this dude's not great. He was on steroids. Like, neither are the fucking shitty JV highlights you want me to post. But, you know, here the fuck we are talking about this.
Taking steroids does not disqualify you from being a great athlete.
Yeah. See, the whole thing is people. If Karelin was not on roids, you're acting like he wouldn't have done jack shit. He would have fucking dominated.
If you think the Olympics are genuinely completely clean, you're just fucking blind. You think that Usain Bolt, you think that a man can run 27 miles. All natural, completely clean, no chemical help whatsoever. That doesn't make it less impressive. It's just the fact of the matter that's the edge of human capability.
I guarantee you, if Gable Steveson tests positive for fucking roids, they're all gonna fucking come and defend his ass.
It's stupid because, like,
if any American guy, like fucking Arthur Tomizov, right? 3-time Olympic champion because he knocked the shit out of Tervel Dolagnev at the Olympics in 2012. Everyone wants to make that point. Nobody gives a flying fuck if it was somebody else.
Yeah.
You're telling me fucking Mihan Lopez, big ass natural? No, the fuck he's not. He's been on something. Tomizov just happened to be the one that got fucking caught. People don't realize how little you can do and how little you can fuck up, which is going to fuck you up. See, he tore something. He had a bunch of things. Oh, we'll just pop him with a shot of fucking something. And then just to recover a little bit quicker. Maybe let him feel a little bit better during practice. Let him keep practicing. Get shot for that shit at the fucking Olympics. Right? Just because you fucking test positive for some shit doesn't mean you're pumping fucking 10 grams of fucking tren a day.
Yeah.
I'm just saying fucking the entire time. But yeah, like it's shit's crazy, man. Like, I guarantee you test Jordan Burroughs all the time, he probably tests positive for something. That's gonna piss a lot of people off. There's definitely somebody in the United States out of the 18 wrestlers that have qualified, 15 who've qualified, 18 that we have on our teams. Somebody will test positive for something if they're all tested fairly. And that brings up my secondary argument for this. The drug testing process is an absolute fucking joke.
There's so much national pride.
It is so unethical.
There's so much involved in the Olympics regarding national pride. There's, like, people are like, oh, it's just the Russians who are, like, they're focusing on, like, the cutting edge of doping to, like, not get caught. Or, like, there's that whole documentary about the dude who, like...
doping is different, like, from fucking roids, too. Which people don't understand. Doping is meant to cover up that shit.
It's all an exact science, but it's literally, like, top minds working on figuring out how to not get caught. It doesn't matter that the IOC, like, WADA... they're also the top minds in, like, anti-doping.
And people have to realize it's not their choice.
Everyone's trying to work around.
It's not their fucking choice to do it. They're forced to do that shit.
In other countries, in America, I feel like it wouldn't be. But in Russia, they're absolutely
forced to do that shit in fucking Russia. Like, Uzbekistan obviously has a reputation of getting caught. Like, I don't think it's fucking Tomizov's fault. 3-time Olympic gold medalist or silver medalist, like. You know, like, he probably didn't do that shit willingly. Like, I guarantee you, he's one of the most naturally gifted wrestlers ever.
Yes.
And he could have won Olympic gold medals without it. He didn't fucking need it.
Mm-hmm.
He was never at risk of losing any of those Olympic titles. Except maybe the first one. You know, obviously nobody gives a shit. It's not like the same as Karelin where he lost going out. He lost coming in. So it's like, okay. No, Saji Lai is 100% on fucking something. Like, bro, like, don't, somebody's going to try to argue that shit. You know, if you go
Someone's going to get really fucking mad at you
Who
for
the
that.
Fuck is the most obvious guy that's probably on something? If you were to look at anybody on the U.S. Olympic team, Kyle Snyder.
On the U.S. Olympic team?
Probably fucking Kyle Snyder. Let's be honest. You know, and women's wrestlers, too. You know how much of an edge pumping fucking testosterone gives you in women's sports?
I don't know if they're doing it.
Like, obviously, I'm not going to make that accusation. I'm just saying.
They test way too hard for that shit in women's sports.
Yeah, because there's so much cheating going on. Because it's been studies done. Boosting your testosterone from below average level to, you know, male level being the average, obviously, for testosterone
optimal. There's like an upper cap for women or something.
Say if we're going here to here, right? This is below average. This is average. This is going to bump you up maybe like 300%, let's say. But now it's like this is average. And this is super pumped. This will bump you maybe like 5-10%. Like people think that's like the same dumb shit I hear in fucking bodybuilding. Like just because you pump fucking roids doesn't mean you're gonna be built like Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
Like you need elite genetics to succeed at that level, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
Like you can't like it's just a matter of the fact that like you can't be like some fucking fat 8-year-old and just work your entire life. You're not gonna. Have success that Karelin and those guys do. And you know, that's just a matter of the fact. People are going to hate me for saying this.
Not to discourage anyone.
Because I just shit on your fucking dreams. But I'll speak.
Not that much.
And that's why people don't fucking like me. Like, I'll speak my mind on this shit. But it's just a fact. Like, right? Look at any of those guys at TF, Elite Genetics, Gary Ishida, Elite Genetics, Gary Ishida, Elite Genetics. Mian Lopez is the fucking epitome of the best genetics I've ever fucking seen in this sport. Alexander Karelin is a close second to that.
That's the thing. It's a combination of elite genetics and the doping and the right environment.
Mihan Lopez, it really fucking sucks because his legacy is going to get so tarnished. Not even for that, but the fact that it's his country's fucking fault.
Yeah.
For selling medals. It's not his fault. Like, right, that's nothing he could have done about it. He doesn't have a fucking choice. If he were to throw that match... Like, I don't want to make this, like, what it's not about, but, like, we saw what happened to Navita Afkari from, like, other countries are fucked up. Some of them are.
Yes.
And they will fucking kill you. Like, they don't give a shit if you're the best athlete in their country. They don't give a shit what you're doing for the country. They will have you fucking killed.
You know, yep.
I don't think Cuba would do that, but, like, if you had, like, Yazdani getting paid to fucking throw a medal and he doesn't. Iran's a pretty fucking corrupt country. You know, shit could fucking happen. You know, I really hope this is the one people watch. But, you know, it's probably not going to be.
Yeah. So now you got to title this.
Hello? Disconnecting. All right. We will be back in a second.
Okay, froze.
Are you back?
Yeah.
What do I title this?
Iowa versus Penn State 2022, and then like in depth doping. Like
PSU versus Iowa 2022 / doping. That should be the fucking thing for this shit. Oh my God. I really should make it that now that I think about it, too. I'm genuinely not sure, though. Oh, dude, are you still fucking disconnecting? Anybody's listening to this audio shit, I'm so sorry. All right. I think he might have just actually disconnected. So, all right. Thank you guys for watching. This has been episode 79 of Late Night Shots, and we'll see you guys again next time.